Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to talk a little more about fishing than we normally do today, and I'm very excited to finally be able to arrange both of our schedules, really, and introduce to you one of our new sponsors. We've talked about it on our social media a little bit, but this is Yes Bay Lodge, and our new good friend, Ryan Martinez. And I've heard about Ryan for several years from my dentist, who goes up there quite often, Dr. Gary Rads. And he said, Scott, you and Ryan have got to get connected. This would be a terrific place for Colorado to hear more about. So with that, Ryan Martinez, how are you, my friend?
Doing very good, very good. Currently on the road in California, marketing for Yes Bay.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have been pretty busy since we got together at the International Sportsman's Expo back in January here in Denver.
Yes, we have been. We kick it off there at the first of the year in Denver for our first sports show, and then we'll finish off in Scottsdale, Arizona. But everywhere in between, as far as Sacramento, Portland, Puyallup, is where we target. So big following on the West Coast.
Well, let's kind of start at the beginning and everything, since your first time with us, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, your background and how you got involved with Yes Bay Lodge. I mean, I know it's family owned and operated now for 40 years, but let's tell us a little history about yourself and then a little bit about history about the lodge.
Absolutely. Well, so I grew up in northern Arizona, a real outdoorsy-oriented type of person with the fishing, the hunting, the hiking, just the whole outdoors lifestyle. And I actually met my wife, Nikki, who is third generation of the Yes Bay Lodge legacy, about, 8 years ago on the island of Maui in Hawaii.
Wow.
And we hit it off. We started dating then and there, and she introduced me to the lodge at that time, where she is still the executive chef, and I was handling the bar. And to have this progress to where we are now running the lodge, the operations managers, it is quite a blessing to be able to continue this 40-year family legacy, and let alone have me be involved in such an operation of this stature.
Well, and as I mentioned, Gary Rad speaks very, very highly, and he's uses words like a true family atmosphere at the lodge. You know, if you're looking for that type deal, that atmosphere is great there. And if you want to be a few buddies to come or whatever the case, but a husband and wife is great, or a few buddies. He said, boy, it's just a great setting for whatever your needs may be.
It is. It's truly one of the few lodges who offer the type of service and the dynamics that we do. You know, we only accommodate to a limit of 24 people, and our staff number is 25. So you can imagine the individualized attention from the boat all the way up to the lodge as far as the experience for all of our guests. And being a family-owned and operated deal, we take that serious as far as to open our doors to the many families throughout the country and the husbands and wives and the groups of buddies that come through. And it's very special to them, being that it's a one guide per two guest ratio from our 20-foot covered boat. So, you know, they get to meet the guide, they get to know the guide, and once again, they have that individualized attention from the fishing, the boat, to the lodge. And so it's very, very special for all of our guests who come into Yes Bay.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the location and exactly where you're located.
Well, we are actually located in one of the most abundant fishing grounds in the southeast area. You could say our fishing grounds are literally our own, being that we're in such a remote, secluded area. You don't have any other town boats, let alone any other outfit, for a 40-mile radius. So you can figure that when you head on out to the fishing grounds, you're only seeing the boats that launch from the dock there at Yes Bay, and you're fishing all species in very calm and protected waters. That's for your halibut, that's for your rock fishing, your cod fishing. We have all five species of salmon run right in our direct area.
Wow.
Along with getting the guests set up with crab and shrimp pots. So you're talking some serious fishing when you come up to the lodge, let alone being able to maximize your species and your time while doing it. You know, being in calm, protected inside waters, it's only a 20 to 30 minute boat running time from the lodge, let alone, you know, you have all those species literally in our front yard. So it's quite a fishery for Yes Bay.
Man, that's amazing. And I tell you, your website, I want everybody to check it out, yesbay.com. You know, a lot of great information there, but then the video there, I don't know if I've seen any produced better than what's on your website, that video. But just the scenery alone around the lodge is amazing.
Well, that video was produced by one of our past guides, and he is a true advocate for salmon fishing, let alone Yes Bay Lodge. And for him to produce that video for us, I feel that he really expresses and conveys the type of family setting we have, let alone just the whole overall experience of Yes Bay. And it truly is a genuine, authentic type of family video that we have.
Right. Now, let's talk about the experience of different people that come there. I'm sure you get the people that are very, very experienced fishermen or fisherwomen, but anglers out there. But what about people that say, you know, I've always wanted to come to Alaska, but, you know, man, I don't even know some of the names of the fish he just mentioned. I mean, are you looking just for experienced type people, or can you make everybody feel comfortable?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's from the novice to the well-seasoned type of fisherman. And, you know, more for the novice fishermen, we have all fully licensed professional captains. So when the novice fisherman comes in, the guide is there to set them up for success, have them, you know, feel comfortable while handling all the gear and just having a great time doing it. So with that being said, the Coast Guard captains are there to set them up for success, make them feel comfortable once again. And for the novice fishermen, you really don't have to worry about much because we get you up to knowledge with the species of fish, mm-hmm. where you're going to be going, how you're going to be fishing. And that even applies for the fisherwomen, as you said, Scott. It's very comfortable for all the ladies considering that five-star accommodations, it's their own boat, it's their own guide. And they're with a lovely family, and they're in very good hands.
Our guest is Ryan Martinez, Yes Bay Lodge, yesbay.com. The number 907-225-7906, 907-225-7906. And I know you run some show specials and things like that, and don't want to make it real complicated, but is there some show special that you're currently doing that we could offer our listeners here on Sportsman of Colorado?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are currently holding a four-night, three-full-day fishing package at a rate of $26.95 per person. And that is an all-inclusive package. That is going to be your fully guided saltwater or freshwater trips, your float plane transportation to and from the lodge, all of your meals, the outfitting of all tackle and rain gear, personal accommodations, and, you know, most importantly, your fish processing, which can get very, very big at some times of the summer. And so these are all inclusive packages we offer.
Wow, that's a great value, I'm telling you. You go to a lot of these shows, and these trips are, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. And so for $26.95, again, that's 4 nights, 3 days, all inclusive. Now, you mentioned salt and fresh water. So talk a little bit about that and how that's orchestrated.
Well, you know, once again, being in such a close proximity of where we operate from the lodge, we actually are located on a mile and a half freshwater stream known as Wolverine Creek, and that goes up to a freshwater lake known as Lake McDonald. And so you're able to target your Dolly Varden, your cutthroat, and your rainbow trout all in the same day of your saltwater fishing. And as well, being that we own our personal planes, personal float planes, we're able to access these alpine lakes all in our area for the trophy freshwater fishing.
Wow.
So the spectrum for our guests is just unbelievable. So they're able to really choreograph and orchestrate each and every day they're at the lodge to their liking and to their benefit.
Well, I tell you, it's amazing. And watching the video, and, you know, and I kind of got to go back to that because so many times there's a lot of promotional pieces on websites, but it really doesn't make you just like, I have got to go there. And boy, that video really puts it. When you see that float plane land, and you know, I'm really looking forward to our trip out there. I know Kevin Flesh and his wife looking forward, and we're looking forward to being out there at the end of July with you. And it is just an amazing, you know, scene, and it just looks like a tremendous experience. And that's why Dr. Rad said, Scott, you and Ryan have got to get together and get out there. So, and as you mentioned, this is a real personal type deal. It's not a deal where there's 50 people in a lodge and 8 people in a boat and everybody's trying to get room to cast. I mean, you got your one guide and usually 2 people in a boat, right?
Correct. Okay. And it's all private dining room tables, private accommodations. It's a very social place as far as when everybody's together. But once again, we like to keep it very intimate, very, very private with the guests' trip, not throw you into a big, big dining hall, and let alone a bigger boat where everybody has to, I guess, choreograph and schedule on each other's time. Whereas, you know, you have your trip, you're choreographing it to your needs.
Absolutely. Our guest again is Ryan Martinez of Yes Bay Lodge, yesbay.com. Highly recommend you go to that website, 907-225-7906. And if you're just joining us, Ryan just offered us a tremendous special for our listeners. It's a 4-night, 3-day, all-inclusive trip for $26.95. And that includes all the fishing, the fish processing, all the tackle. I mean, really, you need the clothes that you wear, and that's about it, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, you guys, with a little piece of luggage, your toothbrush, and your toiletries, and we cover everything else from there.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, Ryan, hang on with us. We got to take a short break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. When we come back, we're going to visit with Ryan Martinez a little bit more about Yes Bay Lodge. We'll be right back.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
It's springtime, and that means it's time to get outside and enjoy your favorite activities. Stack Optical wants you to see your best this year with their Stack Sports Pack. The Stack Sport Pack includes different prescription lenses that click easily into durable frames. It's like having multiple pairs of glasses in one pack. Each lens can be customized to your activities, hunting, golfing, biking, boating, you name it. You can optimize your sight for your favorite sports and improve your performance. Protect your eyesight from harmful UV rays and see better than ever while you're outdoors with the Stack Sport Pack. To maximize your sight for all your activities, call now for their $69 complete eye exam available Monday through Saturday. Once you go to Stack, you'll keep coming back. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578 or visit their website, stackoptical.com.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
John Rush, during the Afternoon Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Again, thanks for so much for joining us. Yes Bay Lodge, yesbay.com, 907-225-7906. And if you're just joining our show today, Actually got to finally meet Ryan this last January at our International Sportsman's Expo, and he came highly recommended to me. And, you know, when we're very careful about those. We just say, hey, this is a great place, and we endorse them and all. Let everybody know, and just being clear with everybody, we haven't been there yet, but all the different testimonials that I have heard have just been outstanding. And as Ryan just mentioned, five-star accommodations, and we're going to get into that here in just a minute in the second segment. But if you're looking for something a little different, maybe you have been a lot of different places, maybe you've even been to Alaska before, I promise you this will be like no other experience. And at the special Ryan just offered us at $26.95, it's a four-night, three-day, all-inclusive trip. It includes everything. Now, I guess we still have to buy our own license. I want to be clear. Correct, Ryan?
That is going to be not includes your fishing license. That right. is a $55 per person, and that we will take care of that at the lodge upon arrival for all of our guests.
Okay. But all the fish processing, all that's included, and so a terrific, terrific value. I was just at a Safari Club International Banquet here in Colorado Springs on Saturday, and I saw some trips in Alaska go for $8,000 or $9,000. So $26.95. Again, you can go to yesbay.com for more information. The number 907-225-7906. So now let's talk about, we'll just take from Denver here. So we fly from Denver here to Anchorage and then to Ketchikan. And then what happens after that?
Well, actually, Scott, you're going to be flying from Denver into Seattle.
Seattle.
And Seattle directly into Ketchikan.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of people have that conception of that. They got to travel all the way north to Anchorage and then fly all the way back down. But it's a 90-minute flight from Seattle. So it's a very easy, accessible journey. When we were there in January, I believe it was about $550, $600 round trip with Alaska Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is very, very doable and, once again, accessible for a lot of our clientele and many of our new guests.
And you know what? We were fortunate enough to find less than $400 round trip from Denver for our trip.
Yeah, well, you know what? We actually just had a route for Delta Airlines open up last year. So there are some few options for our guests to be able to take different airlines. A lot of people have the Delta miles, let alone the Alaska Airline miles, and a lot of those get utilized for these trips.
Sure, sure. So we fly into Ketchikan there, and then that's where you'll pick us up. And
that's correct.
Then we get another, what I think is an awesome flight, because that's in a float plane, you say.
Yeah. We operate with Pirate Airworks, which is our private company and our personal planes. So, when the guests arrive there at the airport, we have our pilots and our planes all staged there. They're helping them get their bag, bringing them down to the plane, and then they fly out from the airport directly. If you're familiar with Ketchikan, we actually are on a separate island from the airport. So a lot of guests who come in, they have to take the water ferry taxi from the airport side to the Ketchikan side, which can be a hassle at times. So we eliminate that altogether, the 20-minute float plane ride, and it's truly, truly when the adventure begins.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we're coming there to fish and all that, but what's just some of the other wildlife, maybe for those that may or just really want to take some great pictures and all that? What are some of the other wildlife you may see while visiting Yess Bay?
Well, being where we're located at, we are on the mainland of Alaska, so you have the chance of seeing brown and black bears, wolf, black-tailed deer, marten, mink, otter. And then when you're out in the channel fishing, you have the chance to see humpbacks, grays, and always the popular orca whale, which are always, always fun to see. We actually have a resident whale. We call him Crooked Finn, and he's been in our area for 25 years. So the wildlife and the chance to see these kinds of animals are quite abundant out there for you.
Wow, that sounds so amazing. And then what about other outside activities? I know we're not at Disneyland or something, we're at your remote area there, but what are some other activities that may be available if someone wants to get into something else?
No, I get asked that a lot, especially for the husband and wife guests. They They want to experience a little bit more being a first time to Alaska. So I'm able to offer them hikes up to natural hot springs in a deep remote forest. Always, always a great excursion. Wow. And then also I have a salmon hatchery in our area. And that would entail me taking you over to the hatchery, docking up. You're walking about the salmon hatchery and seeing how they produce these natural runs back to the area. And also, they have a bear watching view, a bear watching area, where you have the chance to see 1 to 20 black bears at a time feeding on chum salmon. And the photographic opportunities there are just insane.
Wow, that sounds so cool. Now, what about, do you ever have people that maybe, you know, dad wants to bring a couple of boys with him and things like that? So what about for children? Are you set up really for kids?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And with that being said, you know, on top of that show special package, we honor any of the youngins from, oh gosh, 4 to 7 years old at no cost. And so I have a lot of fathers come up and they're concerned with, you know, the packages for the children and so forth. And so we offer youth rates, but at the same time set up to be able to accommodate the youngins. Always love to see them catch, have sure. a little spinner rod, go down to the dock and catch their first little trout, you know, on their own. And you literally see it change within their eye, that glint of them becoming a fisherman. You can see it start right then and there.
I bet. And boy, nothing more than we need to keep our kids involved in the outdoors, whether that be hunting, fishing, whatever. Just get them out of the house and get them. And, you know, boy, the memories that will live with that child forever.
Oh, God. And, you know, speaking, you know, on Gary's behalf, you know, I've seen his daughter and his son, and I believe it's going to be his other daughter that's coming up this year. But to see those kids fish and catch 20, 25-pound, 30-pound king salmon, your halibut, your rockfish. I mean, to have the smile on their face when they come back in after that day of fishing is priceless.
Right. Our guest is Ryan Martinez. Ryan's the general manager of Yes Bay Lodge. Check out the website. Again, great website. There's a video on there you need to watch. $26.95, 4 night, 3 day, all-inclusive. Just about the only thing you have to do is get a license for $55, which you can do that right there. But all the fishing equipment there is there for you, the fish processing, all of that for $26.95. And again, it's yesbay.com. You can call 907-225-7906. Now, when we talk about the fish processing, what's involved in, how's that in getting back? I mean, do we freeze it there? And then what's the usual charges then on getting that back with our luggage?
Well, what we're going to do is every day you come in off of that boat, we're going to have the fish processed right before your eyes. It's all vacuum sealed where the bag is labeled with your last name, dated, and the species type. And then it'll be put into our flash freezer where it's flash frozen through in and through out. And then come to the end of your stay, we'll be packaging that into a Wetlock airline approved box. And depending on how many boxes you have, we're going to weigh each box to a 50-pound weight to where the guest isn't having any overweight charges when they get to the airport.
Sure.
And you're just going to treat that box as a check-in luggage, where it's cool. $25 with Alaskan Airlines for the first 2 pieces of luggage.
Okay. Man, I tell you, that's a great value. And, boy, just to think of all the fresh fish, I mean, that's awesome. It really is. Now, talk about some of the, I don't know if records would be the right deal. Talk about some of the larger fish you caught and what's been some of the great experiences.
Well, this last year, and it always seems to happen on 4th of July. It's just the magical day when we see the trophies come out. Last year, on 4th of July, we had a 45.8-pound king salmon. Now, these are saltwater salmon that you're catching from the boat, so you can imagine the
wow.
the brightness of this fish. They get the name Cromer for a reason. They are just gleaming coming from the open ocean and very aggressive and very active on the end of the pole. And then the year before that, on 4th of July, once again, we had a 208-pound halibut, literally at the mouth of our bay, which is a 5-minute destination from the lodge. So you can imagine the the types of fishing, that the big fish that we get on the inside area there, a lot of people have that question. If we do get those big fish on the inside waters and not having to travel to the outside. So it's there's some trophies out there to be caught. And then also you have a good 15, 16-pound yellow eye being caught yearly. And that is a slob of a rockfish.
Well, I tell you, we're looking forward to July. Now, I think we're coming out July 25th. What are some of the species that will be available then quite a bit?
Well, you're going to be getting into the heart of the spawning halibut season. That's when they move up into the shallows to start doing their spawning, and you tend to see a peak of halibut bite happen during that time, along with your king fishing, your pink, your chums, your rock fishing, crabbing, shrimping, as well world-class trout fishing for the freshwater during that time, because the salmon haven't hit the river yet. So you still have the whole variety to fish for, from the freshwater to the saltwater.
Well, Ryan, I tell you, we're excited, and we are equally as excited to have you as a partner with us here on Sportsman of Colorado, and we will certainly do all we can to get the word out. And then I'm sure once we return from that, it will be even a greater testimonial. But like I say, I certainly trust all the people of Dr. Gary Rads, my dentist that's been there several times, and others that we've heard just tremendous, tremendous things about Yess Bay Lodge. So we look forward to it. And again, thank you for your time today, and thank you for your partnership with Sportsman of Colorado.
Thank you. We're looking forward to hosting you guys this summer, and looking forward to speaking to the people of Colorado about Yess Bay.
All right. That's Ryan Martinez, Yess Bay Lodge, yessbay.com, 907-225-7906, 907-225-7906, 2695, four night, 3 day, all inclusive, all your fishing, fish processing, your lodging, your transportation, getting you from Ketchikan to the lodge, all that's covered in that for $26.95, but you got to call now, 907-225-7906. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorSports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Wake up with Steve Curtis. Weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. My partner, Red Merrill, and Kevin Flesh, they are out today. So flying solo here. And we want to thank Ryan with Yess Bay Lodge for being with us. Now we'll talk a little about our great dogs. And great to have C.J. Caustle back with us, president of Rocky Mountain Sporting Dog Club. Has trained and hunted over his own bird dogs, German Short Hairs, for over 35 years and trains professionally. He's a member of the Sport Dog Brand Pro Staff and has given seminars and demonstrations with his dogs at local Bass Pro Shops, Cabela stores, and the ISE. So, CJ, thanks for being in today.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So, you know, before we get into everything else, again, I kind of mentioned a little bit of your background, but what really made you start getting in with dogs and just loving working with dogs?
Well, I got my first dog in 1980, and of course I'd hunted a lot before that, and a friend of mine told me, get a German Short Hair. So got a German Short Hair, and of course I didn't know anything about how to pick a dog. I read a lot and how to train a dog, but anyway, I always tell people, I bought this German Short Hair, went out, and I said, I'm going to get the most aggressive and birdie dog I can find. And I found a great breeder. And long story short, I got a dog that was a hard-headed male. And I tell people we trained each other. And from there, went into, had several dogs and got involved in dog clubs about 15 years ago, and then decided with a friend of mine and I, we started the Rocky Mountain Sporting Dog Club here 3 years ago. In fact, this month is our third birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, great, great. And is this really for all breeds? Are there certain breeds you guys work with?
Our club, we set it up for all bird dog breeds, your Flushing Spaniels, your Retrievers, and, of course, your Pointing Dogs. And we want it set up for families, mm-hmm. so the parents can get the kids out. And we have the property set up so they can train that dog and teach it what it was bred and born to do, but also get the kids involved. Right. And it's really been a lot of fun for us.
Okay. Now, where's the club located?
Okay, we've got property just east of Hudson, 5.5 miles. You just take I-76 northeast to Hudson. Exit on Highway 52, go 5.5 miles east, and then go south, 55, County 55, 1 mile, and we're right there, and we've got 160 acres where people can run and train their dogs year-round.
Okay. And, you know, sometimes people don't have the time to do all the training themselves. Are you set up to where, you know, let's say I get a puppy, and I say, hey, look, can I leave it with you guys for – you know, a couple of months and let you work with it, and then I can come out, but you guys can start doing some of the other stuff. Is that possible?
What we do is we have some training bird sources for
okay.
people. Now, I'm one of the trainers, but I work in a way that I train you to train your dog.
Okay.
So you keep your dog at home, and we get to, just like going to school.
Sure.
And you, we give you an assignment, we work on the dog, and then you do the work, and then we keep going until you get to the point where you want your dog to be. Mm-hmm. But we also have professional trainers on our recommended list, so to speak.
Right.
And you can take your dog to them, and they'll house the dog and train the dog for you, and if you want to go that route.
Okay. Now, what services are provided to members of the club?
Well, first of all, we have 7 days a week you can run and train your dog, 52 weeks a year. We run field trials and competition hunts, and these are fun mm-hmm. because they're not only set up for experienced dogs, but we have a novice division, and we have a youth division, and we even have a ladies division in both the pointing and in the flushing breeds.
Wow. And I think we're seeing more and more ladies out with dogs and hunting and the whole nine yards, aren't we?
We have it, and we've got some gals in this club that have some great dogs, and last year our dog of the year was owned by a female, run by a female.
Wow, that's awesome. Be sure and check out the website, and a lot of initials here, so I'll try to be clear with pronunciation, rmtsdc.com. Again, that's rmtsdc.com. And a little bit later in the segment, we're going to be talking about a snake avoidance clinic coming up May 21st, 22nd, and want to go ahead and get that word out where you can make your plans. Last year, I had a few calls where people were saying, man, I wish we'd have known about this earlier. So we are giving you early warning here, and this is a great, great event out at Cabela's. It will, again, be May 21st and 22nd. That Saturday, it'll be at the Lone Tree Store, and that Sunday at the Thornton Store. And for more information on that, again, you can simply go to the website, rmtsdc.com. Now, if I want to become a member, what's it look like on the financial side?
Okay, our membership is $120 a year, which we feel is very economical for the services we give to folks. And that allows you to run in our field trials at reduced rates. We have training bird sources for you. The big thing about training a bird dog is having birds.
Sure.
So we have sources for pheasants, quail, chukar, even mallard ducks, and, of course, pigeons, which are real good for the young puppy and getting them introduced to birds. We start out with pigeons. They're hardy. And then you go into your game birds, like your quail or your chukar or your pheasant. Right.
What's some advice you could give people? Because, well, there's a lot of different stories you hear about different kennels, and, boy, people can say anything about the breed and all the different things. What are some tips you can give someone when they're looking to buy a dog and looking at a kennel? What are some of the things to look for to really realize, hey, is this a good place or is this a good kennel operation?
Well, the first thing you should really consider is, what kind of hunting do you like? Are you primarily a waterfowler? Or do you want to get into the upland, or you do both? And then you would look at breeds. Let's say if you're a combination, maybe you want a pointing lab for that will give you the waterfowl dog, and that'll give you an upland dog. Or maybe you're mainly into the uplands, then you want to look at maybe your German Shorthair, which I'm very partial to,
right,
or English Pointers, English Setters, Brittany Spaniels. But read up on the breed and determine what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Then do your research on breeders. And we have breeder sources for our members that they can contact and talk to them. But look at the breeder. Get the best thing is word of mouth.
Right.
Get referrals of other people
mm-hmm.
That have purchased dogs from them. Look at the pedigree. It doesn't a guarantee. But if it's got field trial championships in it, in its bloodline, it's going to be at least have the basics to be a good dog in the field for you.
Right. Now, let's talk about some of your upcoming events.
You bet. We've got April 2nd and 3rd. We have a field trial. It's a two-day event. And you can register online. Our members can jump on. It's $50 for the trial per run for members. And if you're a non-member, you want to get in, it's $80.
Okay.
But if people will offer a special, let's say you sign up as a non-member, pay your $80. If you want to join the club, we'll knock that $80 off towards your membership, so another $40 will get you in the club.
Okay, great. So that's April 2nd and 3rd. The club championship, May 7th and 8th. Talk about that a minute.
That's for all dogs who have placed in the field trials in the various divisions that we run. Again, we have open doubles. We have the women's division. We have the novice division. Those dogs in novice can elect to get in the trial if they have placed, and then they would eventually move up to the open class. But anybody who's placed in first, second, or third place would qualify for the club championship. Sport Dog Brand, who sponsors me, also sponsors our club. And they will be there, and they have a lot of great prizes that they hand out to people, as well as we have nice trophies for the winners.
C.J. Costell is our guest, president of the Rocky Mountain Sporting Dog Club. Again, check out the website, rmtsdc.com. rmtsdc.com. All this information is on their website. Our last few minutes here, we'll talk a little bit more about this snake avoidance clinic. Again, that's May 21st, 22nd. On that Saturday, it'll be at the Lone Tree Cabela's, and then the Sunday in Thornton. And again, this was a great success last year. This is only $60 per dog, and you can pay that by credit card by going online, again, at that website I just gave you, or you can make a check payable to RMTSDC. And I tell you what, rather than giving you a lot of information, you can just contact us here at Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll get you that address for mailing a check. But very simply, for the credit card, rmtsdc.com. $5 from each registered dog will be donated to the Metro Denver chapter of Pheasants and Quail Forever, another great organization there. So snakes, boy, you know, you don't hear a ton here in Colorado, but it's a bummer if you're one of those few, isn't it?
Yeah, you aren't kidding. You know, if you're a not only a hunter, but if you're a camper or a hiker, and you get out in the foothill country or out in the eastern plains, you can run into rattlesnakes. And we have prairie rattlers in Colorado. Now, prairie rattlers, if there is a good thing, their venom is the least venomous of all the rattlesnakes. So, but still, that's
still a snake.
Your dog.
I'm just being honest. I hate snakes.
I do.
Everybody
too.
Goes, oh, there's some good snakes. Yeah, dead one. Yeah. I hate snakes. I mean, but, you know, I just do. But and it's hard to sit there and be a species expert when you're out there. Oh, well, if that one bites me, it won't be as bad, what we just said. But, I mean, a rattlesnake's a rattlesnake.
That's correct. And they'll warn you, but if you're not paying attention, and the nice thing about running your dog through our snake avoidance clinic, because they will learn how to avoid the snake, and they will warn you mm-hmm. when you're out there by acting strangely or pulling you away from where you're walking. And then you'll be alerted, hey, something's wrong here, and right. chances are you're running
into a snake. Do you recommend this clinic every year for a dog or every couple of years?
You know, we do recommend at least the first time you do it, then do it again the next year. And then after that, if you do it every third year or so, just to give your dog a refresher is a good thing. I mean, $60 for training the dog
you.
To avoid the snake versus
the vet bill.
The
right.
$2,500 vet bill for antivenom and so on, and the housing and the IV infusion that you would have to mm-hmm. give your dog. It's a real good deal.
Wow. Again, go to the website, rmtsdc.com, for all the information. Again, you got the field trials coming up in April, early April, the club championship May 7th and 8th, and then the snake avoidance clinic May 21st and 22nd at Cabela's. $60 a dog, great deal. Tell your friends and neighbors about it. Again, you can simply go to the website, register there, pay by credit card, and they'll get you fixed up. CJ, our time has flown by. We'll look forward to our next visit, but thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to it.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back after this.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Let's go to the phones now, the Lynn Lyle Chevrolet hotline, and talk to our good friend Hank Egging. He is our chapter chairperson for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. How are you, sir?
Oh, alive and well.
Well, good.
Great day.
Well, I'm telling you, we're getting closer and closer to our banquet coming up March 26th. So let's talk a few minutes about that and what folks can expect there.
Well, we have a large number of items. We have some really high-quality guns. We've got some excellent hunts. And speaking of hunts, some of the hunts are specifically set aside for youth hunts.
That's great.
And they are ranching for wildlife, which means it's a guaranteed tag, and an adult can accompany the child. So those are some of the things we have. We also have a lot of artwork, and we'll have drawings and games and raffles, live auction, silent auction going on all night. And we're still selling tickets. You can get the tickets online at rmefdenver.org. We will not be selling tickets at the door. We're having it at the Westin Inn up at in Westminster.
Yeah, and that Westin Hotel, that is a beautiful facility. Of course, we were there last year, but just a great facility.
Yes, but the reason why we can't sell tickets at the front door is we have, because of the size of the event, we have to tell the hotel ahead of time how many meals to expect.
Right, right. No, that's great. Again, this is the Denver Mile High chapter, and it's the 19th annual Big Game Banquet for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And you can go to rmefdenver.org to get your tickets now. And if someone's still listening, and someone's listening, and they would still like to maybe get like a corporate table, or some of those still available?
Yes, they are.
Okay,
and you can do that at the same place.
Okay, and what are those run? Are those like, I can't remember the price on those? Am I putting you on the spot?
All depends on how they're configured.
Okay.
For corporate tables, one of the advantages is one of five people at the table will win a rifle that night.
That's pretty good odds.
Yes.
Absolutely. So the doors will open at 4:30. And again, this is March the 26th. And again, a lot of raffles. And as Hank said, a lot of different things. And you know, the money goes to a great, great cause. And Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does so much for conservation and just for land. So, and how long have you been associated with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Hank?
Let's see. I think I first joined in 88, about 4 years after they opened their doors in Troy, Montana. And I've been a member ever since. This is my second stint as the chapter chair here in Denver. Wonderful organization.
Right. Now, if you're interested in maybe help sponsoring one of our young people, you can do that for $20 and make them a member of Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And so, you know, you can get in touch with us here at Sportsman of Colorado. We can help with that as well. But if you go to get the tickets, you need to go to rmefdenver.org. Now, talk about some of the things that the money raised at these banquets will go towards.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because we just had the meeting where we allocate the funds for this year's projects. This year we gave to various state and federal landowner agencies here in Colorado a total of $326,000 for 14 different projects across the state. And the projects can range anywhere from removal of pinyon juniper in historical sagebrush flats, to prescribed burns, to aerial spraying of invasive weeds, or after a fire, aerial seeding, reseeding of a burned area. Just any number of different things that can be done to improve habitat for all kinds of wildlife, not just elk.
No, that's great. And again, you know, this organization has a terrific name around and just reputation. Now, can you know, every once in a while you meet people that say, hey, I'd love to get involved and volunteer and things like that. Are we still looking for some volunteers to help out?
Oh, definitely. In fact, if anybody's listening and wants to help out with a banquet, please give me a call or send me an email. My phone is 303-933-9241, or my email is hank_egg@comcast.net.
Okay, that's pretty good right there. So 303-933-9241. If you're interested in learning more about how you can become a volunteer, we can certainly use you. Again, this is a great event, and number of months and a lot of people's time go into planning this, and being a part of this last couple of years, I see all the blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak, that go into this, because it doesn't just happen. It takes a lot of people and a lot of people putting forth a great effort to do this. Again, this is at the Westin Hotel, and that's in Westminster. You can go to rmefdenver.org for your tickets there. If you're interested in a corporate table, you can still do that. You want to help sponsor a young person to become a member, you can do that for $20. And if you want to become a volunteer or learn more about that, you can give Hank a call, 303-933-9241. And, you know, it is very important, Hank, and I'm glad it's really part of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's mission, so to speak, of keeping and getting young people involved in the outdoors. And talk about, you know, just from your own personal standpoint, why that's a good point for you as well.
Well, it's just like the elk herd. If you don't have recruitment at the young age, you aren't going to have mature individuals to carry on the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Just plain and simple.
Right, right. And again, great organization, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. This is the 19th annual banquet forum there. Get a ticket. Come and help us and raise money for this, and I promise you the money is well spent. Again, you can go to rmefdenver.org. Now, on some of the hunts that you do, I mean, it takes a lot to make all this work, and so it takes a lot of companies that want to give, and these are some expensive hunts that they just donate for us, isn't it?
That's correct. We have anywhere from, I think we have a total of 19 hunts, ranging from mule deer hunts to elk hunts to African hunts to pheasant hunts. You name it, we've got it.
Right. Well, Hank, that's great. And, man, we sure appreciate your time today. Go to rmefdenver.org. Come see us there. I'll be emceeing the event that evening, and we would love to meet you. And help out a young person, $20. You know, any of you listening can do that. You can get in touch with us at Sportsman of Colorado if you want to help do that, or rmefdenver.org. And again, if you want to become a volunteer, you can call Hank and get more information on that. That's 303-933-9241. So, Hank, thank you very much, my friend, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Okay, take care.
Oh, all right, appreciate it. That's Hank Egg Inc. Again, he is our chapter chairperson for the Denver Mile High Chapter. rmefdenver.org to get your tickets. And again, you can sponsor a young person for $20. Corporate tables are available. If you want to help out and just get involved with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, you can call Hank at 303-933-9241. Real quick, I want to mention before we close out today, and this event is going on as we speak. It is with Premier Stem Cell Institute, and it's a health and wellness event that's going on. It'll actually be going on until 4 o'clock today, so you still have time to get there. Ron Egloff, Don Horn, Mike Golick from Mike and Mike, ESPN show, which is very popular. Mike's going to be there, and Larry Evans, Ken Lanier, Dave Studdard, former Bronco. This is a great event. And you say, well, what does stem cell have to do with sports? Well, here's the thing. I meet a lot of guys, ladies too. I meet a lot of people out that just can't go out and hunt or fish anymore because of their back, knee, shoulder, whatever. Premier Stem Cell Institute When I say they're changing lives, I mean they are. And I have done this procedure myself. I did it last August and did tremendously well on a knee and an ankle. And so this is something where you've got surgeons trying to keep you from surgery. So every hour, and I realize we've lost a few hours this morning because it opened at 9, but every hour they're going to be doing talks about stem cell to educate people on this. And it's your own stem cell back in your own body. So nothing weird. And that is today, again, going till 4 o'clock, but you can go meet a lot of these great NFL guys, like I say, Mike Golick from Mike and Mike. There, Don Horn, former Green Bay Packer and Denver Bronco, and Don's going to be there. And it's the Health and Wellness Expo. That's at the Embassy Suites in Loveland at 4705 Clydesdale Parkway in Loveland there. It's open to the public. You can stop in for a complimentary cold laser treatment for aches and pains. And again, stem cell presentations will be held every hour up till 3 o'clock. And the NFL autographs, you can stop by and meet several of those alumni. So thank you so much for joining us today. Again, I want to thank all of our guests. Get in touch with Yes Bay. Yes Bay Lodge, yesbay.com. Learn more about all the Alaska fishing available. Again, the Pheasant Forever Banquet is this Saturday, is tonight, actually, for Rock, getting all my groups mixed up here. Pheasant Forever, and that is at the Arapahoe County Fairgrounds. And so a lot going on. So thanks for joining us today. For Sportsman of Colorado, check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Send us your photos, and we'll get you on our bragging gallery as well. So thanks for joining us. I want to thank all of our guests today. Again, get out, see Premier Stem Cell Institute. More information on that, you can go to premierstemcellinstitute.com. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.